الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فاستقم كما أمرت ومن تاب معك ولا تطغوا إنه بما تعملون بصير، ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. The times we are living in, changing times all the time, and it's not only our time now, this has always been. Great challenges always face the people, the ummah also great challenges faced us. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and everything is from Allah's side, and Allah has given the solutions also. And the tawfiq to make amal on the solution is also from Allah ta'ala. We just choose the correct path, and we do not have to worry of all the challenges, the fitnas. We commonly complain like the string of the tasbih is broken and the beads are just falling out. Fitnas are just coming by the morning, by the day. But all we have to do, Allah has given us the easy solution, and that is istiqamat, to be steadfast, to be firm. And to be steadfast and firm on what? On the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Conditions of dunya will change all the time, and Allah's laws don't change. Allah ki baat jahan thi, ab bhi wahi hai. Allah's commands as it was right at the beginning, from the time of Adam alayhi salam, is still the same. It hasn't changed, so it's not difficult for us. We just have to follow that. What is istiqamat? To be steadfast, to be firm, to have patience in no matter what conditions are surrounding us. Example of that is explained by the Mufassirin, that in static things, things that do not move, things that are with one place, you have to have there also firmness, accuracy, perfection. Like for example, you are just putting up a door frame. It must be put 100% correctly. If the door frame is a bit skew, then the door is not going to fit in. And if it fits in, then there will be gaps in the some places. It's not going to be a perfect. It has to be 100% perfect. Then the door will fit in properly. The same with a window frame, a window, a whole building, anything. It must be done 100%. So that when that accuracy is required, and so much of effort for that accuracy is required, for things which do not move, which are static, then for things which change all the time, then there how much of accuracy and perfection is required. With regard to that, for example, the heart, which is also a physical thing. The heart, one cardiologist says, when they operate on the heart, not for a split second is the heart static. It doesn't move. It's moving continuously. Even when it's out of the body and they're working on it, it moves continuously. And that is why it is called in Arabic qalb, heart. Qalb means a thing that moves, that turns, that changes all the time. And it comes in the hadith, the heart is between the fingers of Rahman, between the fingers of Allah. And Allah changes it in whichever way Allah wants to. And therefore, a person can flip and change at any time, in any direction. So what we need is our attention to Allah Ta'ala. That in all circumstances, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah, many times explained this example from the Masnavi of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, Rahmatullah Ali. He gives the example that there is a bird, Murghabi, a certain type of bird that sits on the crest of the wave, waves of the seas, and on the crest of it, on the top, this bird sits there. And when there are storms in the sea, or high tide which comes every day, and then the sea is rough, The waves are going high and low, but this bird sits there on top, and no matter how the waves go, 90% it just stays straight, straight, straight. It doesn't incline a little bit to the right or to the left or anything. 100% it stays straight. So from there he says, we are taught in all the system of the world to take lessons. So the lesson we have to take from this bird, that no matter what conditions come, we must have istiqamah. We must remain firm and we must remain straight. We mustn't incline this way, mustn't be like a chameleon, that whatever conditions come, we go according to those conditions. We must remain firm and straight at all times. So that is what is this istiqamah that is required. And conditions of the world, conditions of people, our own condition also changes all the time. What is the istiqamah? Look at the commands of Allah and be firm on the commands of the Allah Ta'ala, or on the commands of Allah Ta'ala. That is what is required from us. And Allah's commands do not change. They are firm, they are solid, they are absolute. And that gives the perfect result. See, for example, in this we can just consider one example. A person is anywhere, walking anywhere, and he sees a woman who he's not supposed to look at. Now he's got the option to look or not to look. If he looks and he finds pleasure in his looking, so that pleasure is short-lived, that little while. Perhaps he will think about it and derive more pleasure later, but it is only that. And in most cases it is only to that extent. People just normally look, whether it's a man looking at a woman or a woman looking at a man. Further relations building on it and that happens seldom, but more it is just looking at the opposite sex, man looking at woman, woman looking at man. So you find that little enjoyment for that while. But then you have broken the law of Allah. Now you are going to be faced with uneasiness, restlessness, which we call tension now. And the more you do breaking the law of Allah, the more you feel restless, the more you feel uneasy in your heart. And that feeling then doesn't only persist and last, but it becomes worse and worse all the time. And then you go into a state of complete depression, etc., and you suffer the consequences. So that is one option. The other option, for that little while, that perhaps a second or half a minute or whatever, you didn't look. And now what is the result if you don't look, which comes in the hadith? An-nazru sahmum min sihami iblis. This looking, this gazing, the looking of the eyes, whether man looking at woman, woman looking at man, it is an arrow, a poisonous arrow of shaitan. And the poison, if you take drink poison also, the drinking of it is in a few seconds, but the consequences are forever. How are you going to suffer? Then you're going to die. And if you stay away from it, then you are safe. So it is your choice. Now you look at that, what you were not supposed to look at. And you take that little superficial, temporary enjoyment and permanent suffering. Is that better? Or to stay away from it temporarily, for a little while. You didn't look. And permanent you get pleasure and enjoyment. So a person who doesn't look, man tarakahu makhafati. A person who doesn't look, and moreover, he doesn't look because he thinks it's Allah's command. Allah has told me not to look. And in the fear of Allah, he doesn't look. Allah says, abdaltuhu imanan yajidu halawatuhu. Fi qalbihi. I will change. Allah will say, I will change now that sacrifice that he made with the sweetness of iman, which he will find in his heart. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to go a bit in detail and said, he will be wajid from yajidu, that is, he will find it. He will find it. He will taste that sweetness in his heart. So that little while you didn't look, and now you get the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of being close to Allah, the contentment of on our deen. And that is such a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, to understand this, on one occasion, a Bedouin, a Badu, a person from the villages, from the deserts far away, who are normally uncultured, uncouth, they don't have respect in them, they are like raw, rough people. So he came to Medina Sharif and he told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Muhammad, like in a rough way, in a, like that was the nature, that's the nature, they, that is how they are, like raw, rough, hard, robust they are. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the most polite, the most cultured, the most kind. He retorted with labbaik in a nice way. He was so rude and rough, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so kind and polite and so mild and said, labbaik, what is it, my friend? What do you need? No offense taken, that how are you addressing me? That how you don't show any respect to me or anything? No offense taken. But rather, response was with kindness, with softness. And in there also great lessons. This is what you have to learn. That you also must be soft and kind. And if somebody is rude to you, you must respond with sweetness. A fruit tree, children throw stones at it. And it doesn't throw stones at them. It throws, gives them fruit to them. So that is what we have to learn, one point. Then he said that I've got three big questions to ask. That the first thing is, you saying that the whole world going to accept your kalima, the whole Arab world all going to become Muslims. Just putting it in our words, Allah forgive us to use it, what he was saying, like that, are you in your senses? Are you mad? Impossible. The Arabs, their religion of idol worship is so old and so strong. They are in the majority. Government belongs to them. They've got all the power. You are weak. You are, it's a new religion of yours. You have just started. You hardly really got any followers. Just a few people with you. Where can it ever be? Can you ever think what, how illogical is this, that your religion, the whole Arab world is going to accept? It's impossible. Second question, you see, you say that the kingdoms of Persia and Rome are going to be overpowered by the Muslims. You know what you are talking. Are you in your senses? You, nobody wants to listen to you. Yeah, everyone is against you. You're so small in number. And what power have you got? And those were like the superpowers of the time, like Russia and America today, and somebody who starts with a mission of deen, just a few people somewhere, and they say we're going to overthrow Russia and America. You know what you are talking? Can this ever happen? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, and what's your third problem? He said, my third problem is that these bones here, you say that they are now bones, finished. You just crush them, they break, they brittle, they become like dust. And they blow away in the wind, that Allah is going to bring them back to life again. Can this ever happen? Impossible. And there were a few occasions when the non-believers came and they told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that you claiming that Allah is going to bring us back to life on Qiyamah, those bones which are dead, finished, 100 years in the grave, old grave, you bury, and these bones, how can they ever come back to life? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, my friend, you are going to live for a long time. And in your life, you will see the conquest of Makkah with your eyes. And you will see all the people of Makkah accepting Islam. The people you think were the worst enemies, Abu Sufyan, Hinda, Khalid ibn Walid, and the son of Ikrama, the son of Abu Jahl, and how many others, they're all going to accept Islam. So, and the second thing, he says, you're going to live till I pass away, I leave this world. You will live through the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You will live through the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar, radiallahu ta'ala. And in his Khilafat, you will see with your eyes that Persia has been conquered, Rome has been conquered. What you are saying now is like an absolute absurdity and impossible. You will see it with your eyes happening. And then on Qiyamah Day, I will hold your hand and I will show you the realities of Akhirah. And then you will see it with your eyes. So he lived so long. He saw the conquest of Makkah and he said, it happened now. What I thought is the impossible thing to happen. It, no way can it happen, but it has happened. It's a reality. And then in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, an impossible thing, Persia and Rome, to be conquered by the Muslims. Impossible, it has happened. Then inside him, his insight took a leap, a jump. When all this has happened, then the third thing is going to happen. So he accepted Islam immediately. And he accepted Islam that when these two total impossible things can happen, then the third thing, Qiyamah, and everyone will be brought back to life. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I'll hold your hand and I'll ask you, hasn't it happened now? Everyone has come back to life. So I know that is going to happen. So he accepted Islam. And the whose hand Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam holds, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam takes him to Jannah. So we should also at this time, our istiqamah, whatever we have been told of deen, no matter how impossible it seems, no matter how irrational it seems, no matter how illogical it seems, but what deen has told us, hold it firm. And the result will be, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will hold your hand and take you to Jannah. Whose hand Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam holds, that person goes straight to Jannah. So these times also, so does istiqamah. So halat and conditions do come. But look at what the command of Allah is. That is what is called istiqamah. That, and Allah's law does not change. All the time it is there. See in all matters, what is the law of Allah Ta'ala? What does the Quran Sharif say? What does the Hadith Sharif say? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu atiullaha wa rasulahu. Follow Allah and His commandments. And when you find some dispute in that, then farudduhu ilallahi. Go back to the book of Allah. See what is the command of Allah. That is what we must bring iman on. So now with all the fitnas which are there present, whether it is the fitna of mixing of the sexes, which has become now common, so to say good ulama, renowned ulama, also mixing freely with women, and in complete public on TV, on YouTube, talking and discussing with women. So this fitna, which we all knew was haram totally, but there is there now. Music has become so common everywhere. A person going to give a dini bayan, and as he's walking up to the podium, music is playing there. All this which is happening. Then it was impossible to think that we will go to a church to go and pray, or we will go to a temple, or we will go to all these wrong places, and for that we will invite and entertain and host non-Muslims in the masjid. Masjid, ulama have given permission for non-Muslims to come and work in a masjid for necessity. Otherwise, the Quran Sharif says, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسٌ فَلَا يَقْرَبُ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامِ بَعْدَ عَامِهِمْ هَذَا. They must not come at all in our places. They are napak. Their hearts are filled with kufr and shirk. And their bodies, they don't make ghusl. There is no ghusl for them. They are napak. The women, if they are in their menses, they are even more napak. Their clothing is napak. They are not allowed to come at all. But today we are welcoming them. And we are proving it right also. So at this time, see what is the law of Allah Ta'ala. What is the deen? And one deen will always be there. And the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is called the deen of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Those people who follow the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and the Jama'at of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhu. And another deen will always be there also of modernists, liberalists, feminists, all these new terms, they will be there. So you must choose clearly and see, follow the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has said clearly that إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The only religion to be accepted by Allah is Islam. And here again, not the name of Islam. The actual religion, the actual religion. Just by changing a name, today interest name is changed in dividends, in profits, etc. That does not make interest halal at all. It is still the same thing. So the real deen of Islam, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam clearly declared that the Bani Israel were divided into 72 sects, and only one of them will be Naji, who will gain salvation. And my ummah will be divided in 73 sects, and only one of them, of the 73, are going to get salvation on the day of Qiyamah. And then the Sahaba asked, who is that one sect? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi, that which I am on and my Sahaba. So Nabi alayhi wa sallam, the changes and the new things, Iyakum wa muhdathatul umur. And Nabi warned for bringing new things into deen. We must follow that old deen. And we must not shy away. In fact, we should be happy when people call us that you belong to the stone age, you belong to the camel age, you belong to the dark ages, referring to the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most enlightened period of the world, from the time Allah created the world till the Qiyamah is khairul qurun, the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ma ana alayhi wa ashabi, time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, tabi'in, tabi' tabi'in. That is the greatest. The more we go back to that time, the more we are on hidayat. So this istiqamah is required. For that dua is required. For that check every day our action. That how much have I done according to that remaining firm on that path, and how much have I deviated from that. And we all know that if you just, your direction goes one degree off the right path, then eventually after 5 kilometers, that 1 degree goes into 5 kilometers. And then it goes into 500 kilometers. You'll go far off your destiny. So we have this istiqamah that is required. When this ayat was revealed, with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who had close love for, a great love and close relationship with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's beard started turning white now, white hair started coming, beard started becoming grey. They said that, oh Allah's Nabi, old age is overtaking you now. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, it's not old age, it is the ayat of Surah Hud that has made my beard go white now. And what was that in Surah Hud? There are two striking things. One is, like in many other places of the Quran, the events of the Anbiya of before, the punishments which came on their followers when they did not respond and they did not follow correctly, how the severe punishments came on them. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is this ayah that made my beard go white. Fastaqim. Allah said, oh Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you remain straight and steadfast. And what is the straight and steadfast? When you're happy also, don't say things what you are not supposed to say. When you are angry, then also don't say things what you are not supposed to say. When you are rich, don't use your money wrongly. Have istiqamah. When you are poor, don't go and steal, for example. Don't go and beg also. Then also your istiqamah. In your private life, istiqamah. In your public life, many of us in our public life, we are great buzurgs. But private life, at home, with the family, how many marriages are breaking up because the husband, even if he's an alim, how many cases we got? What filthy habits he has, and what he expects his wife to do in the private life. So that is not istiqamah. Outwardly, you like a big buzurg, you surpass the farishtas also. But when you are in privacy, what is your life at that time? So this istiqamah is at all times. That no matter what your condition, where you are, jis fida mein rahu, jahan bhi mein rahu, mera taqwa salamat rahe. That your taqwa is all. So this is that istiqamah that we must have. And we must make dua for it. And continuously beg of Allah Ta'ala. And during these changing times, like for example, see the present in Bangladesh, the fight, not a fight, the attack of the one group of the Nizamuddin group, Maulana Saad's group, who attacked the Shura people. And now there also, At that time also we must have istiqamat, come to know the reports which have been gone out, newspaper reports, the Bangladeshi newspapers, almost all of them report that a fight took place. A fight is between two people. This was not that the case at all. The Shura people were sleeping at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and this Nizamuddin people came and attacked them at that time. It was an attack of one group on another group. It wasn't a fight that the two groups were fighting with one another. So at that time, to have istiqamah, to interpret it correctly, to understand it correctly, that is also very, very important. So in all matters what is happening in Syria, now to have istiqamah, we have to turn to Quran and Hadith. In all what is happening in Palestine, throughout the world, a Muslim and this istiqamah can, world conditions keep on changing. There you can't have istiqamah. Quran and Hadith remain one. And it will remain always. Keep your eyes on Quran and Hadith. Turn there for your solution. Then you will have that istiqamah. So during these times, that istiqamah is extremely important. And the first question in the qabr, and all three questions will be with regard to istiqamah. Mar Rabbuka. Who was the creator of condition? Who was the controller of condition? Who sustained condition? Who created you? Who sustained you? If you thought worldly things did this, and the conditions of the world, then we won't be able to answer. It won't be able to say that we won't be able to say that the world created this condition. If you don't know the right answer, then you will just say, I don't know. La adri. I don't know. So at that, and if you don't know there, it's not just going to get a report with rings on it. The punishment that will follow after that. And the severe punishment, and that will carry on till the day of Qiyamah. So it's very important that we be concerned, and not only about us, about our wives. The wives concerned about the husband, about our children, what's going to happen to them. And whoever is exposed more, today generally we expose our children at schools, etc. They go out and they mix with other people and they get influenced with all those people. So, and all this has a direct influence on a person all the time. And children are much more vulnerable. We are all shocked and amazed. Sometimes we just discussing something in the house. A little child is just playing there. But afterwards, when he speaks, he quotes what he was being said. You thought he was not hearing, but he heard everything. And it registered with that child. Everything registers fully with the little children. Therefore, to give them a proper dini and imani environment is of absolute necessity. Otherwise, they grow up, and when we are exposing them to sending them to schools with all the evil environment, they are there amongst kuffar, they are there amongst all the evil theories that are taught, then that these little children who are so receptive and so vulnerable, they catch on all to those things. And we are the guilty ones. We are the ones who have sent them. In fact, we pay for all that filth and dirt to come into them. Fortunate are those parents who introduce their children from 3-4 years to Quran Sharif, learning little surahs, etc., and then bringing Quran into their lives, bringing a dini environment in the house. All this is absolutely essential. And then during this festive period now which we are in, also istiqamat is absolutely essential. That during these times, we start normally with the matrik balls, the matrik parties. The earlier they start with all that. And there, how many young people who also had a promising future in that one night of that party, they are completely destroyed. Not only from a dini point of view, from a dunya's point of view. How many girls fall pregnant in that one night? How many become addicted to liquor, become addicted to substance abuse, etc.? In that one night, that student that was a good student, was studying hard, but that one night of sort of freedom, and all, and it's going right out of bounds and out of limits. how things are changing. One wearing in the family, and such wearings today which we cannot imagine. Yeah, in our country, the amount of money that is spent by the people, and usually it is, as it is correctly stated, the kind of money, if it's haram money, it won't be used in halal. It will be used in haram. And then what terrible types of weddings are being people are having, and how the money is wasted, and that results in the natural result of misery, of heartaches, of pains, divorce, of the terrible consequences all that results in. So to have this istiqamah at this time, and then at the workplaces, the parties that take place, almost all workplaces. Today you go to shopping, to a shopping mall, to any supermarket, all the Christmas decorations, on the roads the Christmas decoration, wherever you go, and all this without realizing it, it has got an influence on us. If it's winter and you go out with your car, with all your heating system, everything, but you're not going to be sitting in the car all the time. You just open the window and the cold wind will come in. You just, police officer stops you, you open your window, the cold wind is going to come in. So this influence will come to you. And when you just open your window, and the next you find you are sneezing. So the influence took place. Now you are sneezing. Now you are coughing. So all this happens. This is going to happen. So with all this in the environment, istiqamah is absolutely necessary. And a person must be a person, what is your if we are going, walking anywhere, it's common it used to be in India, wherever there are queues at a railway station or at the bus stand, wherever, then the police will announce that there are pickpockets here, thieves. So everyone must be careful and watch his assets, his money, because there are a lot of thieves. Immediately, without thinking, your mind goes that where your money is kept, in your top pocket, in your side pocket, in your back pocket, and you put your hand there to feel. And the thieves are there who work in collaboration with the police. So they watch now who is putting their hand where. So they know exactly now where the people have kept their money. And then they come with their little excuses, come speak to you, and the next you see that you have been robbed. So at this time also, with all the environment now that is there, that a person's iman and our greatest asset is our iman and our Islam. That we usually think our money, or if a person is traveling his passport, or whatever else that he needs, but the greatest asset at all times is our iman and our Islam. And shaitan is vowed to rob us of our iman and Islam. Nafs is there to destroy us all the time. And we don't even think that we've got nafs, a permanent 24-hour enemy with us. When we are sleeping, he's with us. We wake up in the middle of the night, he's with us. All the time, we can't fall asleep, nafs is there with you. And he invites you. And today, who hasn't got a cell phone? And cell phone, we use it for good purposes. To listen to bayans, qiraat. But the pop-ups come there. And you see, suddenly, and only at that time to have that istiqamah, not to go on anything haram, on anything wrong. Otherwise, easily. And one time you fall prey, you don't know that can be the whole turning point in your life. And you forget all your tahajjud after that, and you forget all your ibadah, and you go in a different way. So istiqamah is very, very important. And the parties that take place at resorts, etc., and the mixing of all the workers there, and they are men and women, and they are Muslims and non-Muslims, and they are young people and all people mixing and free, the nature becomes so full. You drop all your guard and you just also start mixing and talking freely with everyone. At that time, it's a time istiqamah is very important. So for istiqamah, dua is very necessary. So Allah says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. For Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah's Nabi 100% protected by Allah. but still as a asbab of this dunya, Allah said, O Nabi, you remain steadfast. And the steadfastness and istiqamat, where we are also deceived very greatly. For example, a person might be a lot in ibadat, whatever, lot of nafil namaz, lot of tilawat, zikr, dua, etc., tahajjud, everything in its place. But a person can easily fall prey with this temptation, and all these things can be just washed away. Not overnight, immediately it can be washed away. Therefore, it is said, Al-istiqamatu fawqa alfa karama. That istiqamat is more higher than 1,000 karamats. They do something out of the ordinary. Then we are impressed with that. That this person here, big buzurg, somebody has to fly in the air. We will immediately accept that he is a great buzurg. If that is buzurgi, then a fly also flies. Then you should have great respect for a fly. And you should beg the fly to make you bay'at also. That you fly in the air, what a. And if walking on the water is a great, is a karamat, that this person is a great buzurg, he walks on the water. Then a fish swims in the water. So a fish should be a more greater buzurg. And you should give your great respects to a fish. So these things are not the things. Istiqamat is to walk on sunnah. One person who was in the khidmat of one of our great buzurgs, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. After 10 years, he said, I want to leave, I want to go away. Why? 10 years I've stayed with you, I didn't see any karamat, any miracle, anything like special. So he asked, 10 years you stayed with me, you ever saw me doing anything against sunnah, different from sunnah? He said, no, that I never saw. So he said, Zalim, if you 10 years and a person practicing on sunnah all the time, if that is not a karamat, then what is a karamat? That is what is a karamat. But what we look for karamat are these things flying in the air, walking on the water, all this kind of things, etc. That is a great buzurg. Buzurgi is who follows istiqamat, the deen of Allah, commands of Allah. Fajr, he's there. All the namazes, Isha is late in summer, he's there for his Isha. And all, whatever Allah's commands are, his eyes are under control, his tongue is under control, his emotions are under control. That is what is istiqamat. Sunnahs are under control. That is what is istiqamat. So during these trying times also, we should have that. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And do not incline a little bit by your heart also. Not a little bit, and not even by your heart to the wrongdoers. فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. The result, end result of this will be, the fire of Jahannam is going to reach you. That if you don't follow this istiqamat, you will go 1 degree wrong today. Tomorrow it will be 10 degrees. And finally you will be gone right off track. فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. And if you don't follow istiqamat, you'll have no one who will help you. Allah is your only helper. All these others, they are false promises. Whatever. Allah is your only helper, so seek help from Him. Please Him, have istiqamat. So Allah give us all tawfiq during these trying times and during this festive period, that we see that we remain firm. Person will be very fortunate who doesn't go and do shopping also during these days. He does it before December or he does it after December in January. Who tries and avoid all resorts and that out of the question. And he just tries and make i'tikaf at home. And he stays firmly rooted at home as much as he can, only for absolute necessity, going to masjid, going to work, etc. But other than that, tries his best during this danger period. When it is winter, everyone is early at home. When this fitna is there, we must be at home, stick to home. When there are riots, nobody goes out then when riots are. These are worse than riots also. Riots of our iman. So So at that time, stay more firm, put in the house and save ourselves. May Allah protect us all and see for our own goodness and our own welfare what we should be doing at such times. May Allah give us tawfiq.